The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10pm with Ross Brierley, James Millman and Lord John Budden in the studio. Really good Saturday to look forward to. Three good jumps meetings, one from Ascot, one from Haydock, one from Wincanton, and there's all weather racing at Lingfield as well. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Stephen Powell. How are you, Stephen?
Hello, Mark. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, actually. The racing coming up on Saturday is pretty good. We've got Grade 1 racing from Ascot in the Ascot Chase. A couple of Grade 2s on their card as well. We have a Grand National trial at Haydock. There's the Kingwell Hurdle at Wincanton, should the racing go ahead there. There's an inspection at 7:30am. But for jumps fans, good weekend.
Yeah, it is a very good weekend indeed. And, well, I mean, it's just... It is very good, and I'm very much looking forward to it, I have to say. A couple of little things, gripes, that I've got about this weekend.
Right.
But overall, the racing's very good, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Okay, I don't think we'll go into the gripes. This is going to be a feel-good podcast.
Okay, all right then.
unless they're massively significant. What are your gripes, actually?
Okay,
yeah, go on.
All right.
Let's get your whinging out of the way.
The first one is... two races at Ascot would get a bonus if there were a certain amount of runners declared.
Yeah, the field bonus.
Yeah, field side bonus. I think it was $8,000 for the RSA and they needed 8 declarations. How many did they get? 7. Right? And the same with the novice hurdle, they got 5 and they needed 8 for that as well.
Yeah.
So that's a bit annoying because you just think... Well, A, the concept annoys me a little bit to begin with because you think this is the Reynolds Town and it's worth $35,000. You shouldn't really need to incentivise... people to run in it anymore. Mm-hmm. So that sort of annoyed me, but they've done it, so I can accept it. And then when they've done it, and people who whinge about prize money, I know generally at the lower level, which is an issue, but then when there is good prize money on offer, they don't want to run for a bonus at Ascot. They want to run on Polytrack at Kempton on Sunday when there are no obstacles. And that annoys me that they've got maximum fields at Kempton. Yeah. Although I'm looking forward to my tent or yours. It's like... this is the jump season, and there are ample opportunities to run your horses over jumps. So please just stop. So yeah,
I can see why they're doing it.
I can see why they're doing it. I understand why they're doing it, but it's like if you're a jumps trainer slash owner, the core jump season is during the winter, and the likelihood is that the ground is going to be soft or heavy. So if you don't want that, be a flat trainer or a summer jumps trainer.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we are going to see my tent at yours on Sunday, hopefully. And
yeah, we should see him at Wincanton on Saturday, personally, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, he's won on soft ground and you know, it's fine. So I don't personally, you know, I would run him.
Okay.
If he was mine at Wincanton. But that's because I am a jumps fan.
Yeah.
Not saying that, obviously, people involved with my tent or your tails. I understand completely why they're doing it. And it's not exactly a criticism, but it just annoys me. Because, you know, there's good, you know, I mean, but even in the week when the race, you know, there's been good ground around at Doncaster and Musselburgh and Kelso. I mean, it was good to soft at Kelso. There's no excuse.
Yeah, that's so. Fair. Although it will be interesting if... my tent of yours comes up against Monora and Lara Strella.
Yeah.
It's quite a weird field, isn't it?
Yeah, it is bizarre. Yeah.
But it should be interesting.
And then gets beat. And Lara Strella's favourite for the champion hurdle.
Now, that would be a turn-up, wouldn't it?
That would be really weird.
Yeah. But while you're on the subject of Kelso as well.
Yes.
Long run, returning to winning ways. He really, really, really should have won that race.
Yes, he should. I thought Nocarabo might beat him, actually. And I was, you know... well, to the point that I actually backed Nocarabo, because I just thought on home territory, he's shown better than ever form this season, where Long Run hasn't. And, you know, I'm not all that sort of sure that I trust Long Run, but in the end, you know, when it comes to it, he's a better horse, isn't he? So
yeah.
That's probably just being a bit A bit negative, surprisingly.
Would you give him any kind of chance for the National?
Yes, I do think it's the sort of race that should suit him. I've said for a couple of years that he'd be better off running with top weight in handicaps because I think the races would suit him as opposed to tactical conditions events because he hasn't got any tactical speed anymore. So, I mean, he got in close and got into a few at Kelso, but he never looked like making a mistake. He's only unseated once, obviously, in the King George, and, you know, it was at the end of the race when he was really tired. I'm sure he probably wouldn't get that far if he was that tired in the National anyway. But yeah, I think he'll run well. I don't think he'll win, but I don't know what will at the same time. But I think he'll run well.
Okay.
Cause especially with Aintree now, as long as you get about 2 feet off the ground, you'll be fine.
Yeah, so it's not the test it used to be.
No. And I think he's got a lot of stamina, so that will play into his favour. And yeah. Obviously, Samuel Lee Cohen's got a good record around the track, hasn't he? So there are some positives for him.
Okay. Anything caught your eye at the weights so far? Did anything stand out to
well,
you?
I backed T43 last year, and he's been dropped in the weights this time round, so that does lure me in a little bit. I have to say, I thought that was quite interesting. I thought Mr. Moonshine was quite interesting as well, the Sue Smith horse. Obviously, won at Warwick a couple of weeks ago, or last week, in fact. But he's got form round Aintree, having been placed in the Beecher Chase. And if he gets in, I thought he might be interesting at a decent price as well. But I have to be honest, I haven't fully looked through. One thing I don't think, as much as I would love it, and nobody would cheer louder than me if he won.
Tidal Bay.
Yeah. But I really don't think he will.
The stats are so against
him. I know they are, but he's not been sort of stat busting, but as we've all said, he doesn't race like a 13-year-old, and the way he sized for the field in the Welsh National under top weight up the straight was a sight to behold, you know, and the way he ran on again at Leopardstown, I do think the race will sort of suit him, and if he won, it'd be great, first 13-year-old winner for 90 years, first top weight to win since Red Rum, but it's almost going to be impossible for him, I think, even though the handicap has been very, very kind, ridiculously kind. That's another gripe, we won't get onto that. but yeah, and seriously, no one would cheer louder than me if he won, but I don't think he can, surely.
Okay.
Just my heart saying yes, my head saying no, basically.
One of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, we will leave that there and we'll move on to Saturday's racing because, as we mentioned, there's some good racing to look forward to.
There is.
We're going to do a couple of races at Ascot and the Grand National Trial at Haydock. So we'll start at Ascot and we'll go to the 205 first, which is the RSA Trial Novices Chase, which was the Reynolds Town. It's a Grade 2. Over 3 miles. Something else that gripes you there.
Something else that really grinds my gears there, Mark, as well. Why can't they just call it the RSA Reynoldstown Novices Chase?
What is
the problem?
I don't make these decisions.
But it's a good race.
It is.
You know, it is a good race when you first look. But then I was sort of looking at it, and the more I looked at it, the more I thought, although there's 7 runners, I don't think 6 of them are going to win.
Well, that's actually correct. Only one of them will win.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, I'd be surprised if 6 of the 7 won.
Right. Well, I would as well.
Just 6-way dead heat.
What a finish.
Yes, and Spike Mack is last. Well, I was going to say, I'll give you the 6 that I don't think will win, but it'd be easier to just give you the one that will. I think Many Clouds is going to win.
Okay.
So, as a horse I've liked for a couple of years now. He was very impressive when he won at Weatherby when we last saw him in December, when he beat Indian Castle, who's come out and subsequently won a very good race at Cheltenham on Trials Day. I think the step up in trip will be fine. Conditions are fine. He has no problem with the mud at all. And, you know, generally, he's had 3 starts. He's had a little bit of a break, 50 days off. He's not been sort of slogging his guts around every week. And I like him, and I always have. And I think out of these, he's got the most potential at this sort of trip, shall we say. Eli Brown, I was quite impressed with him. He's not a horse I've ever been overly fond of, but I was quite impressed with him when he beat Milborough in the Towton at Weatherby. But, you know, that was a much weaker race than this. Much weaker. And they're talking about going for the 4-miler as well with him, which would lead me to think that he might be a shade slow for this contest because, you know, it's... It is a good little race, and we've got some solid graded horses in there. So I'd expect him to run well because I think he'll handle conditions, but I don't think he'll win. Third Intention, I mean, what do you say about Third Intention? Grand horse. I mean, if you owned him, you'd love him because every time he runs, he gets a bit of prize money, whether it's two and a half, three. I don't think he fully stays three for me personally.
Okay.
Gavro Chambertin being a horse who is related to Grand Cru.
Yeah.
And I am still convinced to this very day, and I think some people are gradually starting to think it now, he does not stay 3 miles Grand Cru. No. He might have won over it, but he does not stay as well as others over 3 miles. And at a higher level, it's harder still. And also, is this not Gavro Chambertin's chasing debut?
It is.
So that's enough to put me off him.
But he does. He definitely does stay the three, as we saw in the... Well, I think he
But Grand Cru won that race as well.
Yes.
Maybe he's just the best because he was the best horse. Until he proves it, put it this way, Gav, because I've got that doubt about Grand Cru in my mind, I know he's obviously a different horse. Until he proves that he stays it conclusively, I'm not going to side with him. Okay. Especially on his chase debut as well against really strong stares like Eli Brown and Many Clouds.
They must think a lot of him to...
Yeah.
To...
Yeah, instead of going for this, instead of just sending him, you know, 2.5, 3 miles somewhere else at a lower level. O'Fallon's Boy... No, Spike Mac, no. Baby Shine, like Baby Shine. She's a good mare. She beat Definite Memories by 24 lengths in a three-runner race when she was, you know, much the best horse at Newbury. But she jumped well, and I think she's gradually warming to the task, and I think she's the one that might give Many Clouds a bit of a run for his money. Although, in fairness to Definite Memories of a second, she didn't really boost the form at Leicester on Thursday. But yeah, I like Baby Shine. Obviously, receiving between a stone and £7 off the others. I think that she will run well, especially stepped up to 3 miles as well.
Okay, but you're going to side with Many Clouds?
Yeah, very, very, very much so.
Okay, the big race at Ascot is the 350. This is the Ascot Chase, which is a grade one over 2 miles and five furlongs. We have betting on site for this as well, so you can already have a bet. And Captain Chris is the even money favourite. Riverside Theatre, 7-2. Rolling Ace is 7-1. Medami is 8-1. Cloudy 2, 10s. Huntball, 14s. Corto Stone, 16s. And Sunny Legend 100-1. So Captain Chris, even money, comes here in winning form. Would you be signing with a favourite?
Yes, I think he'll win. He's got conditions are perfect for him. Right-handed, slightly further than 2.5 miles. He's been back to, I thought he's back to his very, very best almost at Kempton last time. That's the most impressed I've been with him for a long time. Obviously, technically, he's got form to turn around with Riverside Theatre from the Peterborough Chase, but Riverside Theatre for me is best when fresh. And I think that Captain Chris probably just might have needed the run first time out. And I'll expect him to reverse the form and win. I mean,
Riverside Theatre does like this race, though.
He does. He has won this race. I don't think he's the horse he was, though. I know he won the Peterborough Chase. I mean, he beat Champion Court and Captain Chris. But look what Captain Chris did to Champion Court at Kempton last time out, when conditions would have suited Champion Court as well. I'm just not sure he's the same horse as when he won this and when he was winning the Ryanair a couple of years ago. Cloudy 2... He's done well, Cloudy, too. I mean, he stayed on really well to win the Roland Merrick and beat Tullamore Dew. He's got up to 157, and I think that's probably forced them to go for a graded race as opposed to if he can't have a top weight in any handicap, really, that he runs in. So I probably don't think he's quite yet up to this level, if he ever will be.
Yeah.
Huntball's obviously interesting, seeing him, obviously, having had four runs in America and shown zero. He's going to be a watch, hasn't he? You can't recommend him. I mean, even on his best form, he still wasn't a grade one horse, I don't think, personally. I know he went stratospheric through the ratings, but he's a solid graded grade two performer, you know, maybe grade three, and will be better carrying top weights in handicaps than conditions races, I think. Medami's been off for a long time. Paceless Medami. One paced horse, but nice horse. Still, again, I don't think he's... After 674 days off, and again, he seemed to just struggle when coming into contact with the very best horses when we last saw him. Rolling Ace is obviously interesting, but his second of three to Vino Griego is not going to be good enough to win this either.
Where's the cheek pieces for the first time?
Yeah, but I mean, he's got to basically improve. Captain Chris has either got to... He's got to improve £10, and Captain Chris has got to underperform by about £10 for him to even get involved, really. And I'm not even going to mention Sunny Legend. So that leaves us with Corto Stone, who I think he's unreliable, probably doesn't really enjoy it anymore, But he ran well for a very long way in the Victor Chandler Chase, ultimately well beaten, and just finished tamely, which he's done in most of his races for the last couple of years. But I think Paul Carberry will suit him.
Yeah.
As a jockey. And as I say, he did show a bit more last time out over a trip that was probably inadequate for him, given he's a 3 mile grade one winner. And so with the dead eight runners, I might back him each way at 20 to 1.
Yeah.
You know, or thereabouts, that sort of, you know, double figure price if he, you know. That's basically because I think Captain Chris will win and I don't fancy anything else.
Okay.
Bit like the Reynolds Town. So, I mean, but you know, Cordertone, he is a grade one horse, and if you can give him a little bit of faith under a master jockey. And to be fair, he's down to 1.52, and I was thinking if Paul Nicholls thought he'd gone at the game, he'd be running him in weaker races, and he's not. He's carrying on. So I think he still thinks he's got the ability to do it.
Okay. And his brother won this race as well in the past. So
he
following
did.
Keeping it in the family.
Keeping it in the family.
Captain Chris
should win.
Yeah. And the last race we're going to look at is the Grand National Trial. It's a Grade 3 handicap chase over 3 miles and 5 furlongs round Haydock Park on heavy ground. It's going to be a real test. Shall we start? Well, in fact, I'll let you just start where you want in this.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we'll start with Hawke's Point, first of all. Stayed on really well in similar conditions at Chepstow, 3 mile 5 on heavy ground when just touched off by Mountainous. Carried 10 stone that day. Carries 11.6, but it's a slightly weaker race, obviously, than the Welsh National East. And he's 9 unexposed sort of longer distance races like this, and pretty solid, I think, to be honest. Witchwood's Brook, massively improved for me to win the Peter Marsh last time out over 3 mile 1. But still only 8. Connor Ring takes off £7 as well. Track and conditions are fine. And providing he stays, I think he probably will be involved. Still, though, don't think he's quite good enough to win. I can imagine him sort of finishing 3rd or 4th without actually winning. Well refreshed, obviously won the race last year. Hasn't been in the same form this time around at all. Well refreshed. Mary King. Now, Mary King is a very frustrating horse. He's run four good races this season, actually. Peter Marsh, Welsh National, Hennessy. And with McCoy on him, and he's still only 7, he's definitely got one of these big races in him. I'm convinced of it. And the way he stayed on well last time, having been outpaced over 3 mile 1, would suggest that the extra trip will be good for him. And I am definitely siding towards him. I wouldn't completely rule out Emperor's Choice just because he loves soft ground. Obviously, the yard are going so well after he won the West Wales National at Fos Las. And Lock Bar caught the eye staying on as well, behind Shotgun Paddy at Warwick, and also here at Haydock, I think, in December in the Tommy Whittle. And again, stayed on as though conditions, you know, would suit him today, or Saturday as it will be. And that, I think, would be the shortlist, to be honest. Hawke's Point, Mary King and Lock Bar.
Okay.
Obviously, across the Bay stayed on well to beat Welforth last time out, but this, again, is a stronger race. And to carry top weight against this field will be a some achievement if he does it. One that I will just tentatively throw in as a sort of just to, you know, cover myself is number 14, Red Rocco. He was 2nd on his seasonal debut over 3 mile 5 here at Haydock. Pulled up in his 2 starts since then, which has been disappointing, but he's only 7. Still, you know, nice sort of staying chaser. Visor for the first time. Bottom weight. Sam Twiston Davis rides. If you can sort of get him into a bit of a nice rhythm, he stays, you know, conditions are fine. He's shown course and distance is not a problem. And he might run well off a very low weight down at the bottom. But he's not my idea of the winner. Mary King, I think, will win.
Okay.
I hope we'll win.
20 to 1 for Red Rocco.
Is he 20 to 1? Yeah. So I'd probably,
outside of the field.
Yeah, back him. Might back him each way.
Okay. Our Father, the 11 to 2 favourite. Hawke's Point, 6 to 1.
I don't like Our Father at all.
Well refreshed, 13 to 2. Mary King, 8s with Witchwood's Brook. And
maybe
Lock Bar is 9 to 1. 10 to 1 are bigger prices than the rest.
Grey horses trained by David Pyne that I don't like. So, no, Our Father, he's just unreliable. I mean, look at his form figures.
Yeah.
He's just, no. Okay. No.
All right.
He's probably going to go win now.
Who do you take a chance on? Mary King? Just because you think.
Yeah, I think Mary King. Yeah, if you
yeah, Merry King, because I do think he can win one of these races. An AP on him, I think, is positive. I think the conditions will suit him. The extra trip will suit him. All of the above. And, you know,
responded well to the visor last time. Whereas, again, if it brings out similar improvement.
Exactly.
Up in trip, yeah. Yeah. See where you're coming from.
And, well, I mean, just the fact he's six going on seven and he's running four very hard handicaps.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he's ran creditably in all of them. I think he deserves one, if anything. But I also think that in those four races, he's shown enough to suggest that he can win one.
Okay.
And I might have a five reach round Red Rocco just for the crack.
Let's have a quick summary then of your selection, Stephen, if you don't mind.
Well, if this goes to plan, it should be a good day. Yeah. Many Clouds to win the 205 at Ascot, Captain Chris to win the 250 at Ascot, and the Grand National Trial at Haydock at 255. Hopefully Merry King will win.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Stephen. Enjoy it on Saturday.
Thank you, Mark. I will.
So there you go, the thoughts of Stephen Powell on Saturday's racing. A really good Saturday to look forward to, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10 PM. Ross Briley, James Millman and Lord Budden will be in the studio for the meetings at Ascot, Haydock and Wincanton over jumps, and we have an all-weather fixture at Lingfield as well. So tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.